from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Coach Rob Williams, age 48 at the time of this interview.
Growing up in Braddock was a very rough time. It's a real rough area. When I became a teenager, my father passed away. That's the only setback that I encountered. The structure in the family was very disciplined. So in that regards, I was pretty much brought up, I feel, in the right manner. When I was a kid growing up on Braddock, the whole Braddock Avenue had stores, and we had grocery stores, we had shoe stores, clothing stores. We had some things going on. And I guess after I left to go to the military, came back and seen things diminished. So I grew up in a middle-class family. And we were able to do things with the community and church-involved community. Now things are different. Before my father passed away, he was my big mentor. And then after he passed, I had church individuals and an older brother. If you see somebody from your community that's doing positive things, like business owners and coaches or what have you, anybody that you see that's living a positive life, see what they're about. If they fit you, good. If they don't, you know, move on. But there's a lot of positive people out there that you can connect with. It takes a village to help and raise kids and to be a big part of things. That's one of my big things. It takes all of us. It's not just one person. It takes everybody, every nationality that's, you know, available to help out. It takes everybody to change people's lives and make a better lifestyle for everyone. I see a lot of negativity that's still happening. I don't feel that we should be going through the problems that we're going through. In high school, playing football, had a couple scholarships to go to college, but I didn't do any SATs. My mother told me I better figure out what I want to do, try to get into college or find a job or do something. And I was watching a commercial on television. I seen a Marines commercial. And I said, well, if I want to go in the military, I want to go to the hardest one. Coming from a real hard neighborhood where pretty much a lot of folks from this type of neighborhood don't grow up with discipline. In the military, I was one of those guys that had discipline and was able to listen, but I liked to fight. I became one of the top Marines in my platoon in boot camp and became the second day of Marine Corps. They got the nickname Animal because I was so rough and rugged, and I got selected to become Special Forces Marine. Did that for 2.5 years. I was in 2 war conflicts. My first war conflict was when I was with that special unit. It was in Panama, trying to get Noriega. And after that, I got sent to the fleet of the Marines, and I went to my second war, which was in Iraq, Desert Storm. It kept me on a straight and narrow path. The way I was raised with discipline and structure, the Marine Corps most definitely kept that in line of how I'm living my life now, instead of veering off to. I could have veered off on a bad path like a lot of other folks that I know, but Marine Corps kept me straight. I own a semi-pro football team. The ages are 18 and older. So once these guys get out of school, they can come to me, and I'm still trying to get these young guys into college. It's a pathway to finding a job or trying to get onto one of these sports teams, NFL, Canadian League, or what's available for them. It's all about trying to live the best life you can live, you know, and being the best person you can be in your community and with people. Just live your life to the fullest, and whenever you try to do, try your best. Don't go at it half speed, halfway. Whatever you do, do it the best way you can, the hardest you can do it. Live your life according to what you're talking about. Don't preach to these young kids if you're not living that life. Me and my peers, we try to live a positive life so we can most definitely show the young men and young girls how to live their life, right? Never give up on your dream. Whatever you feel in your heart you want to do, go for it. Go for it with all your strength. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do anything.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Darwin Spencer and Andre Avant Taylor. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.